Entschuldigung.
If there's a sakana at all, no shaila, any sakana whatsoever, a person has to put the fire out. If it's a populated area, anywhere like that, it has to be put out as quickly as possible. So we said a shul, yeshiva, all these buildings. I mean, obviously, if it's a small fire, one can take it, one can lift up and serve, yeah, one can take it outside. I don't want to do that. We talk about the washing. If it's, say, it comes with a carpet and a candle in front of the floor, the carpet starts catching fire, then you should put it out as quickly as possible. It's, you can't play around. If things can spread very quickly, and in that case, one should put the fire out as quickly as possible. We just left off with an interesting kasha last week. And I looked around for this kasha. Shlomo Zalman's kasha. Well, there's a kasha, actually, Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman asked a kasha that he doesn't understand how... Let's just see if I find the kasha itself. He asked a kasha, we can't put a person that wanted to start in a case of where there's no second stop washers. So this person's got his villa in the middle of Italy. It's a much secluded area. There's no one else there. All Spain. No second fence way. It's Italy or Spain. Anywhere in the world, he's got his private secluded villa. And the man said, never had caught fire. There's no danger to anyone. Everyone can go out. But it's a big fire. You can't put a bit of water around the side. You can't do a grommet. The fire was red. The whole building's going to go down. That's it. So the Shlomo Zalman, the Gemara Akasha, this person's going to become an Oni. He's going to become very poor. Let me get out his Kasha. Let's see where I find his Loshen. It's going to cause a big hezek to Rabbim. Our Peter Roy was there to get a chobele mishpachah in Rabbim. Gam neir shabbat abayis atzman chayv toyev Hashem leili. Even a person who could trust in Rabbi Shlomo, it could well be and become very depressed. This person, it could be a shayla of sakonos avoshes for himself. It's because of himself. So why could he? What is putting out fires? This is Rabbonim. So why can't he put the fire out? So this is Rabbonim, says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, putting out a fire. And he's doing it for the purpose of what? That he doesn't become Pekor Nefesh or Pekor Nefesh. Yeah, hear the kasha. What's the terrors?
He might say, okay.
Why? You're not to put out. The terrors, you can't put the fire out. Rosh Hashanah massive, you can't. The kasha is, why not? He asks, why can't you put the fire out? And he's not locked, you can't put it out. And there's no danger to life. That's it. Like, you must think to this person. This person could lose his whole all his possessions, yeah?
Gone. It's not his possessions, he's renting it.
Sure. Right. That's his own possessions. He's got his own. He bought his village himself, yeah?
It's more of a different problem there when you're there. It's like, where are you going? It's not as if you can go anywhere. You're on your own, it's a strange place. If somebody gets put down, you're left on the street.
Right.
Family, kids, where
are
you going to go?
Ah, that's a large shadow. This is a mummy's first. These places are probably boiling hot there. He's not freezing cold. He's going to this villa in Italy or Spain.
So what?
Not freezing cold.
For that minute, drink out the whole man.
Oh, sure, yeah. Let's say it's got another house somewhere further down. It's got another 2 minutes.
Check it to hotel.
Yeah. So Shlomo Zalman's kasha. Amayis, the Gemara kasha actually. Shlomo Zalman's very fond about this. Amayis, I couldn't find a terrorist when I looked at Shlomo Zalman. In Mincha Shlomo, I must say, I read that his answer. I don't understand his answer. Shlomo Zalman says, Shlomo Zalman answers like this. The fact that a person puts to his heart gets a lot of distress, aim is chashvin klal. We don't consider that at all into the chashvin. We should chashiv ki inu who main is atzmoi. He's causing that himself. V'loi ha'ish. I think what Rosh Hashanah means that a person would be in a right frame of mind, he wouldn't become depressed from it. I'm not sure if that's what Rosh Hashanah means, but that's what Rosh Hashanah is telling us, right, what that means. It's a gwadi akasha, whatever the terrorists, I don't know. I read that as Lashon again. He says, even if he's going to put to his heart, it's going to cause him a lot of depression, maybe. We don't consider this. We consider as though he's causing his own downfall. The loy ha'ish, not a fire.
Downfall is what? Is depression?
Depression, yeah. I understand that. It's a state of mind, yeah. It's his state of mind. But I'd say it's very hard.
It's because of him.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't really know. I'm reading out what he says.
He's going to be depressed.
That's a cycle. That he says is okay. But this depression, I'm not sure what Shlomo Zalman means, I must tell you. It's a very interesting thing, because L'Chaim, you were thought depression was
people. You didn't say the word depression, you said
upset, it's going to cause lots of the person.
Loss.
Loss. No, he's going to cause a lot of distress and embarrassment. He walks around like an Oliver. This person was a big career, yeah? He walked around like a big shot in the town. He now, his whole house is burnt down, he's got nothing left, he's got penniless. He has to go snoring, he has to, I don't know what he has to do. It's a very sad state of affairs. And where did he go? Yeah. He's lost everything. Unbelievable. Anyway, right, come to this goes over here. This is an interesting shot. This happens very often. This is quite a show that we're going to talk about tonight, hopefully. And that is the shaila of someone's got a house, a little child put a light on. The thing is, you want to go to sleep. Imagine somebody are very fast, they can't sleep with a light on. So can you put the light off? Well, I mean, you can't put the light off, obviously. But can you get a goy to put the light off? Yeah. Well, you're saying, because passing the shear, no problem.
The remnant.
Right, this is not so posh, my friend. Let's go slowly through it. I must say, it's not so posh at all. Let's have a look. So let's start off with that. Let's say the person in the room is a choyler. Choyler kolakuf. Someone who's ill, he needs his rest, he needs his sleep, yeah? And he can't sleep with a light on. So that's posh. That's halach and shulchan aruch.
You need a goy for that, do you?
Switching a light, let's just sort of switching a light off.
What?
Not psychosis of poshers. Psychosis of poshers is one, it's an important point. There's one thing called chodakara goof. Chodakara goof means he's feeling ill, he goes to bed, he has to relax. He's confined to bed, oh, he's in such pain, he should go to bed, but he's not going to help him go to bed. But he's alright, he's not psychosis of poshers, he's going to make it. It's very uncomfortable, he can't do any chil shabbos for such a thing. So he's a choyle kala guf. That's a special halacha shulchan aruch, that for a choyle kala guf, one is allowed to ask a non-Jew to do an issa d'oraisa for you. So you go out in the street, and you say to Mr. Jack, straight out, Jack, I've got a problem. I can't want to go to sleep tonight, I can't sleep, my light's on. Can you switch the light off? No problem. Straight out. So the shayis, what it is. So according to Chazanish, we spoke out, that's what we're going to speak out actually over here, the Chazanish holds it sois to derise this, yeah? Because it's called sois to almost live noise. Because every circuit you do, when you switch it off, it's going to burn fed later. The Chazanish holds it to shadow derise. Even those who are makel, still the Isra bond, you just can't do it. Shaz, what is it? Moilin, whatever the shadow, whatever the Isra is, it's the cost to do. So it's like an Isra bond switch a light off. So you can't do it yourself. But can you get a goy? So it's a choyle kolaguf, someone who's ill, choyle kolaguf is confined to bed. You can ask a non-Jew straight out, go out to the street, and ask a non-Jew to put the light off. Who are did a little child, a young child, that apostle said, that's clear, under 3 is a din of a choler. A child under 3 has got a din of a choler. Some apostles say up to 9 has got a din of a choler. Means a child can't sleep. So that also, that's a question, I said up between 3 and 9. Under 3, all the apostles take on has got a din of a choler. So if a child can't sleep in the room, the light's on, then you'll be able to do it. I must tell you, I'm not sure about the halakha. I personally, myself, I can't sleep with the light on. Now, I don't know what that means. Does that mean I'm going to become ill if I don't sleep with the light? Maybe say one night, it's not the end of the world. Well, could be, I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't want to know about that. Right, it's very uncomfortable to be up a whole night, yeah? Yeah. Tossing and turning and you can't sleep. What? You won't become ill.
You're not ill now.
No, that's what I'm saying. You're not going to be ill now. You're going to become ill. That's what you're going to become. You can also ask a boy. You can tell it. Let's say the house is cold. The mice is not freezing cold now, it's cold. But if you leave it on as it is, it's going to become very cold, become ill. You can ask it going out, you don't have to wait till your mum is to go to the So who are there? A person's out all night. I don't know, this looks like a possible
alarm. So why can't you hurt in case before going to put that fire out?
But that's what I'm saying. What? That's what I'm saying. Rosh Hashanah is a Zaytiga thing. He's not a Chodekot Guf. That's his own depression, whatever Rosh Hashanah means. That's his own cause. There's nothing wrong with himself. It's a state of mind. That's what I think Rosh Hashanah means. Understand? Here, the person physically become ill. We've got a cold, the house is cold. You sneeze, you become ill. You become physically ill. That's the thing which that's the Chodekot Guf that you have to do. We're talking about a state of mind. Okay, so a Chodekot Guf, and what do you call it? A child under 3. That's possible. You can ask a goy to put the light off directly. Between 3 and 9 is an interesting shaila. That's a bit of a question.
I'm
talking about this. This is what I'm talking about. Asking the goy to what? So ask the goy to put a light out. That's number one. The next thing is now. Let's say a healthy child or a healthy adult. A healthy child or a healthy adult. This is interesting over here. Now, one person might come along and say, "I think it's mutter." I think someone made a suggestion over here. If you take on that switching a light off is a drop off. Now, It's a bit of a question. How does this horse could be the race? How does hold it to drop on? Switching a light off on Shabbos, yeah, yourself. Oh. So you can't, oh, sorry, switch it off, yeah. Switching a light off on Shabbos and this drop on, it's maybe Soysa, or it's maybe whatever the Isra is, yeah, it's not an Isra Deraisa. If that's true, then have you got the heter here of Shmus to Shmus? That's a famous heter also in Shulchan Aruch. And that is, when you ask a goy to do an Isra Drabonim for you, that's two things. That means Amir al-Akim is an Isra Drabonim. To ask a non-Jew to do something is an Isra Drabonim. If you ask him to do an Isra Drabonim for you, that's called Shmus to Shmus. That has got certain allowances. Mokum Mitzvah, Mokum Hesed, that's allowed. Could be someone can't see, that's Mokum Mitzvah. There's only Shabbos in Isra. That's could be a heter, that, yeah? That's questionable, because I said to you before, it's not so clear it's called Shmus to Shmus. It's not so clear. It's a bit of a machlokes. The Meister Dayan Weiss, he wants to take on that legabe electricity, this shaila here of binyan, which is a big machlokes aposkim, he takes on that legabe amir la'akum, one could take on as a drabon. And therefore you've got this as a shmus to shmus. Other poskim don't agree with this. It's a machlokes aposkim.
Yeah, but on is the same thing.
On is much worse. That's havorah. That's havorah. Besides boina, you've got havorah as well. And that's much worse, so putting on is much worse. Switching off. What?
Most lights.
Oh, so a lot of these lights, fluorescent lights, could be much better as well, lads. No, Havora, maybe it's only binyan and so it could be. I'll tell you what else is an interesting point, though, which is maybe better. And that is an interesting lot. In Amir al-Akum, ask a non-Jew to start your Shabbos, you mustn't do. Chazal made two isurim. One is to ask a non-Jew to do an issa for you. And then there's another issa. Even if you didn't ask him, the guy comes into my house and says, Shlomo, you know, this house is much too dark for you. It's not good for you to read. You can't read. It's not good for your eyesight. He's a good friend of mine. He's a cleaning lady or whatever. Moishi. And he says, Moishi, it's no good. It's too dark for you in here. He goes to the light switch and he puts the light switch on. Moishi, now you can read. Now, there was no Amir al-Akum there. No one did anything. No one said anything. Even so, there's a new Isra called Ne'er Ne'er Amais Akum. A person mustn't have benefit from what a guy did.
Can somebody else have that benefit?
What?
You.
What do you mean?
I don't know, something else.
Can I ask another one?
You're not from the
drink. What? Huh? Oh, okay, well, right. There's two histories, yeah? One Issa is Amir al-Akum. One Issa is Amir al-Akum. You mustn't ask a non-Jew to do something for you. Stage two is, even if you didn't ask him, he's on his own accord, it's an Issa of Nehra. Slowly. The Issa of Amir al-Akum is only if you ask him. If you didn't ask him, if you did, let's say, a remiza, a hinting, there's no Issa. Number one, but still, you've got stage number two, there's an Issa of Ne'er. The Mishnah Berurah seems to learn that there's no Issa of Ne'er in Amai Sa'akum if, 2 points. One is if he's not creating something for you. He's creating means he makes something new. He's made a new situation for yourself. If he removes a barrier, he removes something that was there, but the actual Hanor was there really, then there's no problem. I'll give you an example. When a person, for example, let's say you've got an envelope, the letter's inside the envelope. You go up to a non-Jew, I'm not recommending it, let's say you go up to a non-Jew and you say, I've got a letter here which I can't open. That is not, there's not a real happen there. You've not told him to open a letter for you. You've hinted to him that I can't open this letter. So I've got round problem number one. I've done no Amira, I've done a Remiza. What, now, he opens up that letter, is there an issue for me to have a nod on that letter? He's not really created anything for me, actually. That letter was always there. He's not created something new. He's taken away a barrier that was there, a siluk. Yeah. A siluk is a barrier, something that prevents me getting there. Could you read that letter when it was inside the envelope, Moishi? You couldn't, not when it was closed, Moishi. When it was closed, you couldn't open, you couldn't read it.
That
Maisa,
he did do.
It's a Maisa, it's a It's a very
shackle
there. It's not really caused to be my natural benefit. That letter was there. It's not created something. It's not
substantial.
Sorry? It's not a mice. It's not something, but he's not created the life. Don't tell us the wrong one. The shine is an Isra of Ne'er. Chazal didn't make an Isra of Hanor from a goy if the goy didn't create something.
It's not a positive action. It was a career.
It's just removed something. You're right.
What's the blocking doing?
The Kriya is not a positive action. The Kriya is actually...
It's to remove. It's to remove the whole thing. But friends, there's a very big problem with this halacha.
So with lights.
And I'll tell you what the problem is with this. I've always had this problem. Watch it now, but a bit clearer. The Meister Mishnah Berurah says over here. I'm not Mishnah Berurah here. The Mishnah Berurah in the Reish Lang thing is, he says, what happens if a goy comes into your house, and he says, Shloima, he says, it's much too dark for you here. So he goes towards the light, And I see him going towards the light. What do I have to do?
Stop him.
I've got to stop him.
What's going on over here?
All of a sudden, I go up to a guy in the street. I say, Jack, do me a favour. I say, Jack, I've got a problem. My envelope, I can't read my letter in my envelope. And Jack said, I'll come into your house. Well, I don't understand. As soon as he comes into my house, the chora, I've got a thing to stop him doing anything.
It's a
chiddush, yeah. It's a chiddush. Why should there be a difference? A chor is a goy mustn't do anything for you on your account. So the Maaser Shlomo Zalman says, and he's talking about actually putting a light on. There's two things, because I missed out before, I didn't get a chance to be called out. But there's two heteri when I'm here. One is when it's a siluk, a Maaser siluk, he's removing something. And one is when it's just Tosefes Hanor. That means if you've got a light burning in your house anyway, it's very dim. But you could read from it. You're allowed to ask a goy, derech remiza, in a hint way, my room is a bit dark, I can't sit in there so comfortably. He puts the light on, he's putting a light on, that's mutter. Because he's not created really a new hanor for me. You're right. If I couldn't read in that original light, it was too dim, and he puts the second light on now, I can't read in it. But I could have sat in my room beforehand. It's not a certain schmuck sitting in a room when it's dim as it is when it's much lighter. If the goy does that, the goy comes along and puts the light switch on, it makes it brighter, and I feel more schmuck sitting in my room, I'm allowed to sit there. Frank Roshlemazan, I can't understand this. I mean, you're my lawyer, I can't understand what should be this happens to Roshlemazan. Roshlemazan, I must read that, it's lost interesting. He said, I've never ever objected to this in public. I've never written about this Roshlemazan because I don't know what the answer is. How can this be mutter to do? How are you allowed to ask a goy to accept us hanor to add something there, which is mutter, looks like? How are you allowed to do such a thing? Why is there no chiyuv mahor? Why is there no chiyuv to object that he's not allowed to come into my house and do something for me? That's the kashrus shem zal. So there's a few terutzim. One of the terutzim you're saying is a chiddush lemaisa. It looks like some of the achrayim take on like this. Not muskim, let's speak about it a bit more. But some of the achrayim take on that when there's no issa of nen lemaisa akum, there's no chiyuv mahor. I mean, in the case of where there's no hanor, and or there's no tosefes hanor, there's no chiyuv to object. Comes out according to that. If I've got a light on in my room and it disturbs me, if I go out into the street, I say, Jack, you know, I've got a light on in my room and I can't sleep. So Jack says, should I put the light off? Can I say yes to him?
Yeah.
Oh, no, is she not saying no, is she?
Yeah,
if I say yes, that's a timory, that's a command, that's no good. You can say to him, that's a benefit. If he comes into my house now and he switches the light off, according to this, that's allowed. So if I'm asking you, if you're asking, is there ever a case of how I can get a non-Jew switch the light off? According to some possible what we're speaking about, I could do it, but derech remiza, I tell the non-Jew, derech remiza, John, I don't know what his name is, I'll sit in the street, I put it on his ears, yeah? I say, excuse me, I've got a problem, I've got a lighter in my room, I can't sleep. So if he says to you, without any problems, okay, I'm coming in to do it, if he comes in, according to this, there's no chiyuv machor, because he's not creating a new benefit, he's doing a siluk, he's removing a light. He's not creating. I mean, if I'm in the room, it's dark, I'm going to sleep. That's not for the positive benefits. That's called a siluk. That is mutter, and according to this pshat, which we're learning so far, there's no chiyuv machor, and I can let the goy do it. Okay. My